before this project.
Freeland Road is a county road.
Yes, Freeland and Collins is a county road. Yeah.
Anyone wishing to speak in favor of this project? Anyone wishing to speak against this project? We do have some hands. I don't care where we start. They're mostly on this side, wasn't it? There we go.
Hello, I'm Dale Boggess, and actually live at 1317 Mountain Grove Road, which, as the crow flies, is approximately 1 mile away, but it's a 3.5 mile drive to the property. And as Jeff was pointing out, that white spot to the north of the barn, that house, that property with a pond on it, the cursor is almost at the pond, is a property that we bought almost 1.5 years ago. We've been wanting to fix up the house or build a new house, whichever would work. But I've had some health setbacks, so I've been pretty slow on that. A few times I've driven out to the barn to see if anyone was there, and whenever I did that, no one was there. I did see that since the barn was left open, there's a lot of truss there. The number one reason why I object, well, two or three reasons, actually. We found out about this only because of the letter that the county sent us. And so there hadn't been any other communication on it. And also, we like how, well, almost secluded our property is. And yet the barn, the RV sites would be right across the road. And so at this point, I'm really hoping that the Michelles and we will be able to get together and talk things out personally and have a better understanding of each other on everything.
I'm Tammy Boggess, and the main objection that I have is the RV sites are directly across the street from where our house is located. And, you know, it's one thing to have a view of a barn. It's another to have horse trailers and RVs and the noise that would come from that. I also don't like the idea of having a bunch of strangers right across the road, because, you know, they may know them, but if anything happened, you know, I don't want to be dealing with a bunch of strangers.
I understand. Thank you. Back there.
I am Sharla Mooney.
Your name, please.
Sharla Mooney.
Okay.
My husband, Charles Ed Mooney, and I live at 200 Collins Road, just a couple of driveways down from the Michelles. We do have several businesses on Collins and Freeland that that do not draw additional traffic, like the excavators. They just park their equipment there, but they're not drawing in additional traffic onto our road. We do have a couple of businesses that do Vicky's Daycare, which brings daily traffic. There's also a dog boarding, and I do believe that is minimal, the traffic for that. The biggest issue has been the wedding venue, and I don't recall having a meeting like this where we could express. I don't believe there was a conditional use permit applied for or a change in the zoning. And we've had significant traffic, especially during wedding season. We're talking hundreds of vehicles on our roads. And as Jeff mentioned, we've had a lot come down our driveway because the Michelles did not put up any signage directing people. And so in the beginning, we thought, well, they'll get to that. They did not. I ran into Heather Michelle, and I mentioned to her all of the traffic coming down our driveway. And she said, put up a sign that says Rattlesnake Farm, point it your way, and people will quit turning down there. Well, I'm not going to put up that sign. And so we continued to have multiple people come down our driveway. And just like my husband said, thieves attend weddings too. And they're coming down our driveway, seeing our trailers, our side-by-sides. We are set far back off the road. If anybody wanted to come take anything, they've got a pretty good chance that nobody would see them. So at that time, I ran into Heather again. And I told her we were still having a problem. And at that time, I received this note from Heather that says, if I were you, I'd probably make a nice sign, weddings, next driveway. I'm not going to put up signage for their venue. But I did put up signs on our driveway that said, private drive, do not enter. The Moonies, 200 Collins Drive, private drive. We continued to have traffic. And I told my husband one day, I said, you know, I'd like to think that if my neighbor had complained that my venue was causing them issues, and then I see them put up signs, that I'd pull in and say, I hate that, but let me at least pay for your signs. But that didn't happen. I had finally had enough, and I called Heather, and she knew I was angry. That was the third time I had to complain about it, and yes, I was angry. But guess what? We finally got some signs. Same thing with when they first started. I believe the Google Maps address took them to Jacob and Diana Rock's house. And that took some doing with Google. But when Jacob called Jeff, Jeff's initial reaction was, close your gate. Well, I don't know if y'all know Jacob Rock, but that did not go over well. And so they finally fixed Google Maps. So to say there has not been problems is not accurate. Even with the signage they finally put up, it has decreased significantly, but it has not eliminated it. When my husband built our home almost 20 years ago, he did so out in the county. He did it out in the county for a reason, to get away from all of the traffic, all of the noise. Now, our road, Freeland and Collins Road, is not much more than a single lane road. If you're meeting just a personal vehicle, usually somebody's got one tire off the pavement. And now we're going to have trailers, horse trailers, RVs, big trucks driving down our road. That's not meant for commercial traffic. Also, You can go out to any RV park at the lake, wherever. When people are in an RV, they don't hang out in the RV. They have bonfires. They cook outside. They've got their music going. And we don't want to listen to that. That's why we bought and built in the rural part of our county. What I will say is I have nothing against small business, but do it where it does not impact the rural way of life that we bought into. It's my understanding there's going to be horses boarded there, the RV park, the Airbnb. That's a lot of traffic that none of us signed up for. And every neighbor I've spoken to is against this for these exact reasons. From the wedding venue, the Airbnb, the horse boarding, the RV sites, the only people who benefit from that are the Michelles, to the detriment of every single neighbor on Collins and Freeland Road. I respectfully ask you to deny this permit or any kind of rezoning because it does not serve the people of the county, which is who we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Was there anyone else? Would the applicant like to come back forward, please?
All right. Well, I'll respond to some of that. Number one, I'm sorry I never met you because I went by your house several times, but you were never there. I never caught you.
It's been both ways. Yeah.
If I would have, told you what was going on.
Talk to us, please.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was just responding to him. I didn't know
he. He can hear you.
Right. My daughter just got on her phone. She says I don't know this for a fact, about 10 plus nightly rentals within 2 miles of me there. As far as Mrs. Mooney, we've been neighbors for 20 years. When I got which has nothing to do with my barn, but when I did the wedding venue, we did have a conditional use permit. I went through the process because I didn't want to do it without doing the process, and it was approved. And there's a county road coming to our place, and yes, there's some spots in that county road that's a little narrow, but I mean, there's dump trucks with big trailers on that road, and we all make it, and I don't remember there ever being a crash on it. They had their construction business at their place with a cabinet shop, and we listened to saws running and everything for 20 years. I never said a word about it. I like Ed Mooney. They're good people. Now, when she did get a hold of my wife about people driving down the driveway, it could have been a little sweeter. But I did respond as quickly as I could. Got Native Signs to make us some real nice signs. They're even lit at night, so you can see them. Arrows turning, and I did have a sign that said Weddings at the Homestead with an arrow, but no, I did not have one right on the corner, but we do now. With directional signs on the left side of the road there going to my driveway. Let's see. I don't think there's anything. Oh, as far as the noise, I'm going to address that. Like any place that has things like this, after 10 p.m., it needs to be quiet time. It needs to quiet down. And I live not more than 700 feet across the road there, and we'll be over there. You know, if there's any kind of problem, we'll be over there within 2 minutes to take care of that problem. And yeah, there's going to be people with bonfires and having a good time, but I don't see them making a lot of noise because I won't put up with that myself, you know. And as far as the other neighbors being opposed, I've talked to several of them. I haven't really heard anything negative. I did not talk to Ed and Charla. I probably should have went and talked to them.